This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Wednesday, November the 20th of 2024. It's a beautiful start here in downtown Wausau. It really is. It looks, you know, looking out beyond the window to my right, lots of sunshine, lots of blue skies. Temperatures moved up to 37 degrees. Hopefully your day is off to a fantastic start. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us by either calling or texting 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. If there's anything on your mind that you'd like to talk about, we would love to hear from you. So again, 715-382-9297. You can use that number to either call or text us. And you can also use the Civic Media app by opening up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app and then clicking the button to call or clicking the button to text. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Sean Wright. He is the executive director of the Grand Theater in Wausau. And this time of year, it is always a very busy time at the Grand. As you get into the holiday season, they got some terrific annual events. They have some great performances coming up that are not the annuals as well. So we'll find out exactly what's going on at the Grand Theater in Wausau when Sean Wright joins us here in just a couple of moments. Also, I want to just remind folks that being Wednesday, that means that we have the big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction tonight from 6 until 8 p.m. And it's the transition between the fall and the winter sports season. The first hour will be joined by my co-host, Jason Foster, the former Wausau West football coach. It'll be the final time with him for the first hour of the show, and we'll have a couple of coaches from the football side to wrap up our football coverage for this year. At 6:20, we'll be talking to the head coach of the Mosinee High School football team, Kyle Stoffel. Kyle Stoffel, the head football coach of Mosinee, at 6:20, and then at 6:40, we'll be talking to the head football coach of the D.C. Everest Evergreens. And what a season it was for D.C. Everest. They saw their campaign come to an end last Friday night in a state semifinal. They went and lost to Bayport just short of a trip to Camp Randall this week. But we'll talk about what was a great run and a great season in his first year as head football coach at DCE, Braden Mitchell, at 6:40. Then in the second hour of the show, we're going to transition towards winter sports. And last night, we had our first high school girls basketball broadcast of the year with Marathon defeating Loyal 45-28. And I'll be talking to one of the Marathon standouts. In fact, the leading scorer from last night's game, junior Miley Hulkey. She'll be our student athlete guest at 7:06. And my co-host in the second hour will be former Newman Catholic High School head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. So again, we'll make that transition to the winter sports in the second hour. So a big show tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., the big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And I could not do the big high school sports show. I could not do this show without the help of my in-studio engineer, in-studio producer, the one, the only, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Jed.
I mentioned the fact that we have Sean Wright coming up. Obviously, a busy time for the Grand Theater with all their performances, but we've been talking about you and coming up, and now in 15 days, River and Woods Theater Company again has another production coming out, and again we're going to try to have the proper title: True Magic, an Acapella Christmas Farce
with unoriginal music for the entire family, as the official title.
And you're part of that production coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes,
will be
I
the
am.
Opening night. It'll be on December the 5th, December the 6th, and December the 7th, all at 7 o'clock. And do you have another rehearsal last night?
Yep, we've been really getting down to business in our rehearsals, because we're close to opening tonight and moving in to the start of Tech Weeks. So we've been, this week we have rehearsals every night, and we always do the show two times to really get that repetition and the memorization in there, because the first few nights of being off a book are, they can be a challenge sometimes, because I know that there's been a struggle. So there's a lot of lines, and as you know, just, you know, it's
a challenge.
The transition from, you know, not having the book in your hands and looking down to putting the book away and having more freedom to use your hands be more interactive.
Well, when I've done shows, I have found that I'm useless until I'm off book. I could not develop my character really much at all until I learned my lines. Because if you have your book, if you're dug in your book all the time, you're not, like you say, using your body in order to tell the story of your character as well. So so you're off book by now, right?
We started being off a book on Monday. So this will be tonight will be the third night off of book. But I won't be at rehearsal tonight because I'm helping out the big high school sports show.
Which I appreciate.
But it's a true, absolutely. You can't really focus on the character if you have your book in your hands and you're just focusing on your lines. Because then you're just focusing on what you're saying. And now we're transitioning into, okay, why am I saying these lines? Who am I saying them at? And what is my motivation? So, you know, we're taking the next a step into the final process of theater, which is, for me, is my favorite part.
Fantastic. Again, December 5th to the 7th at First Presbyterian Church. We'll get more information. I was happy to hear that you had reached out, and we're going to start the process to get some folks from your production here on this show before opening night.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll look forward to that. And also, I'm still looking forward, because I go on the River and Woods Theater Company Facebook page, and they've been doing cast member spotlights, and I'm still waiting for the Ian Welsh cast member spotlight. They're going to have one, right?
They're going to have one.
They better have one, or else I'm not going to be very happy.
The waiting in anticipation is always the toughest part.
Find out
part.
More about Ian Welsh. And again, you are playing Leonard Hooperman.
Yes. My character is a magician. He's a very funny character. A kind of naive. But he does have a big heart. And I don't want to spoil it, but there will be some magic involved.
Well, I mean, give Bob look to go see the show, because he'll be able to see right through it. He's the man. He says he can see right through all that magic. So
that would actually be pretty entertaining if he was there.
But no, fantastic. We'll look forward to talking more about that and continuing to get updated as the process continues with the show coming up. So
what a beautiful day, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, it doesn't make you feel better.
It does. The sun is shining. Blue skies. Not very windy. It does make you feel good.
It does, and it just, even when it's cooler, and again, it's going to be a little bit cooler than it was yesterday. But it was so overcast, and we got some rain yesterday.
Yeah.
Temperature wise, we're actually going to get basically not much warmer than we are right now. Right now, it's 37, and the high temperature basically is going to get to 38 by noon, according to the National Weather Service. But then after that, after lunchtime, it's going to fall to around 33 during the remainder of the day. So, and then a chance of some snow flurries. Are you looking forward to walking through the snow flurries? We haven't really done that yet.
You know, honestly, it was bound to happen eventually, and I can learn to put up with it. Just, you live in Wisconsin, you kind of expect it during this time of the month, so and I can learn to put up with it and have fun with it as well.
And I've said it before that last year we did not get much snow. We just had a winter that was not good for the outdoors folks. And I've said this before as well, that I'm not really somebody that goes out skiing. I'm not somebody that goes out and does a lot of the winter outdoor activities that we have here in central Wisconsin. But if you live in this part of the world, you have to realize, hey, you've chosen to be here. You've chosen to live in this part of the world. And it's important for businesses. It's important for folks that just enjoy it to be able to go out there. So I'm hoping that sometime sooner rather than later, we start to get some snow. I haven't noticed. And I maybe noticed this driving on Highway 3951, whether or not they've started to make some snow up at Granite Peak yet, because I know they sometimes make that snow earlier than we actually get the snow, so they're ready to go with the skiing season, which is actually coming up. I mean, it's hard to believe that we're going to be into the month of December here in about a week and a half. Next time I drive on the highway, I'm going to have to take a peek to see whether or not they've started to make any snow at Granite Peak. But again, for folks that do enjoy the outdoor activities, I hope that we do get the snow. And it'll be great again tomorrow to be able to get the weather information from Brittany Merlot. She's been off so far this week. In fact, between me being off last week and her being off so far this week, it'll be almost 2 weeks since we got a chance to connect. So we'll look forward to having her back tomorrow. We'll get a report on what it was like down in Florida, because she does so many outdoor things here in Wisconsin. I'm curious to know what outdoor things she was able to do down in Florida here over the last number of days. So Brittany will be back with us coming up tomorrow morning. And again, weather-wise for today, temperatures, it's as good as it's going to get basically here about right now. And then those temperatures will start to drop.
You know, the weird thing about yesterday with the weather, just, you know, it was windy and it was wet. However, you go outside and it actually wasn't that cold yesterday.
No, it was not. So not at all.
I was like, well, boy, I don't even have to wear a jacket. It's actually kind of nice out here.
Well, we're going to go away for about 2 minutes, and I see the man himself has walked in looking dapper as always, Mr. Sean Wright.
It's important to look dapper on radio, I've been told.
I feel very underdressed now. So we're going to talk to Sean Wright coming up in 2 minutes. Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, very happy to welcome back to the program the one, the only, Mr. Sean Wright. Sean, good to see you.
Yeah, glad to be here.
And we were talking, and again, I think it's great because you are, I mean, you always look fantastic. And really, I mean, I just think that it's a really cool thing. And again, it's about projecting, I think, for your company and what you do at the Grand Theater, fantastic. As well, and as we go, as looking at the calendar, the 20th of November, I mean, the next week it's Thanksgiving, and this really is one of the big times of year between now and the end of the year for the Grand Theater, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, had a busy week last week, have a little bit of a breather now with just a show this Saturday night, but as well as some private parties and events. But boy, then we hit that 1st of December, and it is just a mad sprint to, you know, to the holidays and the new year for us. And really, it's just the industry. I mean, you know, we're no different than anybody else. The holiday season is big for the performing arts world and the arts and culture world. And for good reason. You know, there's great holiday traditions that people have and venues and communities have. And then this year we decided to toss in a Broadway run right in the middle of it. So, yes, it'll make for a very busy couple of weeks for all of us.
Before we look forward, I was out of town last week and you said you had some productions. What'd you have? How did things go?
You know, we had our most recent 10x10 show with Sister Winchester, who's a really, really fantastic band, based out of Southern Wisconsin, and two sisters, and as well as a couple of other musicians. And I always love when people get the opportunity to be exposed to an artist, particularly a Wisconsin artist who they have never seen before, probably haven't heard before, and at the end of the night they're grabbing up albums and stickers and where can I sign up for your email list to find out where you're playing next. So really enjoyed that. Thursday night had the Fab Four, which I think is just an outstanding Beatles tribute, takes you through the entire Beatles catalog. And the thing that was really cool about that show was that it was specifically called the USA Meets the Beatles, and so the whole first set was songs that they performed when they first came to the States. So it was right in that era, all that. And then after intermission, they took you through the rest of the catalog. And then Saturday night, the great Terry Clark, of course, already Canadian Country Music Hall of Famer, going to be in the overall Country Music Hall of Fame as well. So yeah, really great week. Three fantastic shows.
You mentioned often you bring in folks that are Wisconsin-based to try to give an opportunity for Wisconsin-based acts. And I just saw yesterday a Wisconsin-based act is coming, and it's not somebody that people have not heard of.
No, they've definitely heard of the Bodines coming in April. Really excited to have them back at the Grand. It's been far too long, and yes, started in Waukesha playing the bars there, and have of course been doing it for 40 years. And so those tickets go on sale Friday morning, and based on our subscriber pre-sale, they're going to go quickly. So we're really, really excited to have them. Perfect show for the springtime.
Absolutely. Again, get those tickets starting on Friday. And as we do look forward, and again, of course, I think in the run-up to Thanksgiving, that you said you get a little chance to breathe and then get to the starting line and then start that sprint. What's coming up right after Thanksgiving then?
Yeah, as we jump into the true holiday season, of course, Nutcracker will be at the Grand, Central Wisconsin School of Ballet's annual tradition. Really, really outstanding weekend of shows. And then our tech crew will, I think, basically kind of sleep at the venue for a couple of days, because we roll right out of Nutcracker into two nights of the Tony Award-winning Dear Evan Hansen to kick off our Broadway season, into Home Free's Christmas show, which is completely sold out. And then, of course, another Wausau holiday tradition, the John Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza, with just some limited tickets left for that. So really, yeah, the first 13 days of December are a lot at the Grand, but we're excited about
Specifically, when's Dear Evan Hansen?
Yeah, Dear Evan Hansen is that Monday and Tuesday night. It'd be December, is that 9th and 10th? And really, really excited for those shows. And we still have some tickets remaining for each night, but they're starting to go quickly.
I'm thinking I'm trying to get over there myself for that. I really am, because it's hard sometimes, but it'll be in a Monday show. I think I might be able to sneak over there, because I really want to see one of these Broadway productions that you are able to bring in. And I think it's just fantastic. And again, we're just very lucky. I've had one opportunity to go to Broadway a number of years ago, and then for you to be able to bring in that level of talent and productions is just amazing to me.
Yeah, our Broadway series is something we're extremely proud of, and we can only do it because people come out and support the series. I mean, we're one of the smallest markets in the country, and one of the smallest venues, size-wise, obviously, in the country, to have a Broadway series, and it's because people come out and support it, whether it's Dear Evan Hansen or Hadestown coming up in January, Pretty Woman, Ain't Too Proud coming up in the spring. So it's I tell people all the time, it's not that I have any magic or influence or anything else. It's that people come out and buy tickets, and that's Broadway works on a very simple thing. Can we make money in your venue? If so, then, you know, it's that whole flowchart. If yes, yeah. Then if no, never mind.
But
you talked
over the times we've visited over the last couple of years about how, again, yes, number one, you got to make the money, but also the way that the folks enjoy Wausau, treat them as well. I think they're don't give you do a pretty good job yourself as well.
No, it's a tribute more to to our team, our production team, our front of house team, our guest services, and so yes, their entire experience in the community from start to finish is from load in to load out is usually there's always a few hiccups, but it's usually fairly seamless but really it does come down to people coming out and buying those tickets and supporting us. That's what has allowed that Broadway series to grow and expand, and has made us a destination that shows want to come to.
Absolutely. Again, folks can get all the information they need.
Absolutely.
Grandtheater.org. And again, E-R.
E-R, very important.
And also pay a visit over to the ticket office.
Absolutely.
Friendly folk over there.
We're always happy to see you.
And I'm always happy to see you. Sean Wright, thanks for coming on by.
My pleasure.
The time is 9:28. We have an information update coming up and then more to come. A beautiful Wednesday morning. Lots of sunshine. 37 degrees here in downtown Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
In action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Newman Catholic High School basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, and Sun Printing. It's Newman Catholic playing host to Assumption in the season opener for high school girls basketball. Thursday, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15 on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, I think this is probably what Donald Trump says to America. You must be crazy to want a guy like me. Oh, I got to be nicer than that. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, just heard a promo for tomorrow night's Newman Catholic girls basketball opener against Assumption. Top team in the state in Division 5 going into the campaign, so not an easy one for the Cards to start things off. 7 o'clock pregame right here on 98.9 WXCO, and then on Friday night, Wausau West against Nina in the Warrior girls basketball season opener. We'll have that one at 7 o'clock, and next week we get into hockey. We'll see both the Central Wisconsin Storm and the Wausau West hockey teams next week. The Storm open up their season at Wisconsin Valley Union in Stevens Point next Tuesday night. We'll have the broadcast, the first game of the season for the defending state champs, and hopefully the Storm can make another deep run into the spring. And the Wausau West hockey team next week, after Thanksgiving on Friday and Saturday, in the Eau Claire Memorial Tournament. They'll play in a semifinal against the host school, Eau Claire Memorial, next Friday night, a week from Friday, and then they'll play either Superior or Notre Dame Academy on the second day of that tournament. So again, girls basketball starting this week, hockey starting next week, boys basketball also starting at the Thanksgiving weekend as well with Wausau West and Newman Catholic. So again, lots on the plate. Last night was our first high school girls basketball broadcast of the season. I was over in Loyal, dodging the deer on the way there and on the way back, but was able to dodge both times. And then it was an interesting game because it started off really, really, really slowly for Marathon. They were down 14-2 early on. They were down by 12, 25-13 at halftime. They were still down by double figures about halfway through the second half, and then all of a sudden they turned it on, and Loyal got ice cold. Marathon outscored Loyal 32-3 in the second half, win 45-28. Miley Halkey, again, who will be our student athlete guest tonight at 7:06 on the Big High School Sports Show, she had 9 points. To lead Marathon, 7 points each for Ping Pakathong and Caden Sapinski for Marathon. So the Red Raiders 1-0 on the young season. Also last night in girls high school basketball, Mosinee started off their season with a victory 49-33 against New London. It was Rib Lake falling to Columbus Catholic 68-66. Nina, who takes on Wausau West on Friday, though they opened up against the Wisconsin Valley Conference team last night, defeating Wisconsin Rapids 55-45, and Auburndale all over Amherst by a score of 60-10. So it was a few of the teams got underway. Last night was the earliest night that one could play their first girls basketball game of the season, and now things will start to really heat up in the winter sports campaign. So again, that's a little bit of a sports update. Also last night, I have to mention, what a win for the Marquette Golden Eagles. Marquette knocked off Purdue, one of the top ranked teams in the country. So Marquette really on a roll. Cam Jones had a triple double for Marquette. So both Marquette and Wisconsin men's basketball currently undefeated, and they will be meeting at the Pfizer Forum coming up in a couple of weeks. So it could be a massive early season non-conference game between Marquette and Wisconsin. Gotta talk a little bit about what's going on with some of these cabinet picks for Donald Trump. After the election, mm-hmm. I want to kind of be able to, you know, let things kind of roll off, you know, try to relax a little bit, try not to.
That's what I've been trying to do. It's just, you know, I try to keep my anxiety down a little bit. And you can't control what he does, but you can't control how you react to it. That's my mindset at the moment.
It's a good mindset. It is. It really is a good mindset.
It's hard.
It is hard. But I gotta say, the picks are just incredible, and I don't say incredible in a good way. I mean, the folks
say
that
shocking.
Yeah, probably. It is. It's shocking in so many different ways. Number one, the folks he's picking have no business being cabinet secretaries or people that are in charge of any operations of the federal government. I mean, just yesterday, two picks that were announced. One, Linda McMahon for the Department of Education. She is the daughter of Vince McMahon, and she is the person that's basically in charge
WWE.
Of, yes, World Wrestling Entertainment.
Oh, come on.
And she is now, because she's been a supporter of Donald Trump's for many, many years, and been named to lead the Department of Education. I guess the only good news is that that's better than Betsy DeVos leading the Department of Education like she did during the first Trump administration. But also, somebody that was named to the cabinet, not per se the cabinet. I will say that mm-hmm. not a cabinet secretary, but Dr. Oz has been named to run CMS, which is Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Isn't that the same a guy who got in trouble for talking about miracle pills on yes. the show?
Yes, you're exactly right.
I mean, John Oliver did a story about that. Although I watched it, I'm like, oh boy, this guy is... Well, he's a good actor, but he's not a doctor.
But the thing about it, and the thing about it is, this is an administrative position as well. Mm. Not only does he have these, you know, these quack ideas uh-huh. that he has now, he's being asked to be an administrator. He has no experience of being an administrator, so
it's a really bad idea.
Again, it's like, I just shake my head. It's like, and it's just up and down. I mean, when you talk about Matt Gaetz being Attorney General, I mean, uh-huh. this is just insanity.
Honestly, I'm terrified that he's going to pick, like Elon Musk to be a part of his team. But it's like,
even if he's not, yeah, even if he's not officially part of the team, I think Elon is right there at his side all the time. I will say, we just heard as well a couple of days ago that our former congressman, Sean Duffy, 7th District Congressman. He's been named the designate for the Department of Transportation. And as crazy,
I remember he was the lumberjack.
He was the lumberjack. But as crazy as it is and sounds, based on all these other folks that Trump is nominating, Sean Duffy is probably one of the most qualified that he's picked. I mean, you can either agree or disagree with Sean Duffy on some of his political thoughts. But,
I have to agree, actually.
But he is somebody that has served in the Congress for about a decade. He is somebody that obviously has been around government. So in terms of conventional picks for a cabinet secretary, Sean Duffy is actually a conventional pick. So I don't think he's going to have any issues getting confirmed. And part of the reason is because there's going to be so many others that are going to be battles to get confirmed. That I just can't imagine the Democrats saying yes to a number of these folks that have been nominated. The thing about it is that the Republicans do have a slight advantage in the United States Senate. So if the Republicans stay lock in step, that they will be able to get some of these folks in. But what line would you have to cross to say, okay, Matt Gaetz is somebody that should be the Attorney General, the top law enforcement official in the United States of America? Or,
I would argue that the line has already been across. It's just been erased and put somewhere else.
That Donald Trump would be President of the United States, I guess. You would say that the line has been crossed. I gotta make... I've been telling myself I'm not going to mention the guy's name down the street. But I gotta mention the guy's name down the street because...
Yeah, you know who.
I noticed that today... He put out a commentary saying that Sean Duffy should be the next governor of Wisconsin. And when number one, I'm thinking, well, number one, he's just been nominated to become Secretary of Transportation. So, I mean, if he's going to take that job, and obviously he must have said yes if Trump released that he's the nominee, that he's not going to be running for governor in 2 years' time because this campaign is going to start pretty darn soon within the next year. So yeah. I would think it would be sort of unfair to the administration to take a job as a cabinet secretary then before a year is out decide to resign that to run for office back in Wisconsin. But I had to chuckle at the commentary by the guy down the street because he talked about, you know, how wonderful he is, and if he ran he would kill Tony Evers, he'd easily win. But he says, well, one of the problems is, well, he and his wife, Rachel, who works for Fox News, who's, you know, way off on the right-wing edge of the political spectrum, they live in New Jersey. So Sean would have to come and reestablish residence in Wisconsin. Have we had enough rich white guys who live out of state run for office in Wisconsin recently? You had Tim.
Can we look for candidates who actually live in Wisconsin? That's kind of the whole point of running for mayor of Wisconsin.
But, I mean, it's like 2 years ago, you had Tim Michaels run for governor. And basically his, you know, residence was outside of Wisconsin. He came back and reestablished residence and ran and lost to Tony Evers. We just saw 2 weeks ago, and we just heard this week finally saying that, hey, I lost Eric Hovde. California banker, Eric Hovde.
He didn't do it in a classy way.
No.
But he did say he concedes.
But can't the Republicans find a rich dude here in the state of Wisconsin to run for these offices?
Looking for these out-of-town people who don't know anything about Wisconsin? Like, Eric Hovde didn't know anything about the farm bill, and it was repeatedly because he had an interview, and we talked about this already, but there was an interview, and they asked him if he was going to do research on it, and they had him on multiple times, and he still didn't know anything about it. So, you know, if you're going to run for an office in Wisconsin, it should be someone from Wisconsin who knows the issues, you know, knows at least a little bit about the policies, instead of having all these people who from out of state.
And the thing about it is, it's the term carpetbaggers. That's what they call it when they move into a state. When they move into a state to run for office. Hmm. And the thing is, I am going to be straightforward about this. I don't like it if it's a Democrat who does it. In 2000, the year 2000, Hillary Clinton ran for Senate in New York. She was not a resident of New York. She got a residence and was able to become eligible. I didn't like it back then. I don't think that you should do that. Mm-hmm. If you're somebody, like with Hillary, she was somebody that was born and raised in Illinois, obviously lived in Arkansas when her husband was governor. So, I mean, there were states that she had lived in that she could have ran for office. But instead decided that we're going to go to New York. And I didn't like that. I just think that these folks that are trying to become politically relevant, finding the best or maybe the easiest state to win in, that's wrong. And for the guy down the street in his commentary to start talking about, well, what a great candidate Sean Duffy would be for governor, but he lives in New Jersey. I mean, yeah, that's a bit of a problem, Chris.
Speaking of the people down the street, we have to check on that fundraiser they're doing for the bank. I have not checked that out.
I may have to do that.
I've seen people with signs that say, "We stand with Mayor Denny."
I was thinking about that. I was wondering. I wonder who pays for those signs. I don't know where those signs came from. Interesting. I have to do a little research into that. But nevertheless, coming up, we'll have our daily history lesson. We'll let you know about some famous events that occurred on this date in history, and also we will have our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. That's coming up. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Wednesday, the 20th of November of 2024. It is day number 325 of this year. That means we are down to 41 days remaining in this year.
Getting close.
Yes, we are. We're getting close. Number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1984, cooking at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in New York City, company president Edward Renzi flipped McDonald's 1 billionth hamburger. The first one had been sold 35 years and 11 months earlier. On this date in 1985, Microsoft Windows 1.0 is released. On this date in 1992, Queen Elizabeth's weekend home, Windsor Castle, was heavily damaged by fire, but no one was hurt. Neighbors helped the Queen and Prince Andrew save most of the royal treasures. On this date in 2017, Atlanta's Georgia Dome, once the world's largest covered stadium, was destroyed in a controlled implosion. And on this date in 2022, Joe Biden became the first U.S. president to lead in his 80s. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. The President of the United States, Joe Biden, is celebrating his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Yes, absolutely. I think as we get down to the final 2 months, in fact, 2 months from today is Inauguration Day. But the final 2 weeks, I think we're going to take a look back at some of the great accomplishments that this president has made. But President Joe Biden is 82 years old today. Musician Joe Walsh of the Eagles is 77. Actor, model Bo Derek is 68. Actor Sean Young is 65. Actor Ming-Na Wen of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Mulan is 61. Joel McHale of Community is 53. Country singer Dierks Bentley is 49. Country singer Josh Turner turns 47 years old today.
One of my favorite country singers.
So happy birthday to Josh Turner then, right? For all joy he's given you. Ashley Fink of Glee is 38. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Beautiful Day. It is Future Teachers of America Day. That's a good one.
Very important.
It is Globally Organized Hug a Runner Day. Aww. So hug a runner. Name your PC Day. I would call that absurd.
Yeah.
And
I think so too.
I think it's absurd because it's also National Absurdity Day. It is Peanut Butter Fudge Day. It's Transgender Day of Remembrance. And it's World Children's Day.
Absolutely.
All right. It's time now for our number for the day and our number for the day quiz. In fact, our number for the day is going to be partially based on something that happened on this date in history. On this date in history, in 1982, Drew Barrymore became the youngest person to ever host Saturday Night Live. How old was Drew Barrymore when she hosted Saturday Night Live on this date in 1982? That's our number for the day.
Okay.
So on this date, the 20th of November, 1982, Drew Barrymore became the youngest host in Saturday Night Live history. Is the correct answer A, 7 years old, B, 10 years old, C, 13 years old?
7, 10, or 13 years old. Wow, this will be a very interesting. I'm going to see if I can look this, this episode later.
Well, the thing about it, think about this. Why was Drew Barrymore the host of Saturday Night Live in 1982? And
did she make her film debut in E.T.?
That is correct.
Yeah.
So
that I remember.
So basically, how old was Drew Barrymore? So this is the correct answer. A, 7, B, 10, or C, 13.
Okay, well, oh my gut here. I'm going to say B. I'm going to say she was 10 years old. B is my final answer. I'm going with 10.
Have you seen E.T.?
I have. Many times.
Many times. How old do you think Drew was in that movie? Do you think he looked like she was 10 years old?
Actually, is it okay if I change my answer?
No, because you gave her the final answer.
Okay.
I'm giving you hints here. I can't do that. I'm only giving you hints here because it's your final answer, so... You can't change it. When you say final answer, we have the rules here, you know.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You want to change it to what, if you could?
Well, if I could change, I'd probably change it to 7.
Well, you should have went with that. She was 7 years old.
Oh.
Well, I can see why. 7 is very, very young to host Saturday Night Live. So that's our number for the day. So you're right at where you should be. You're 33%. You're 1 out of 3. So
it's okay. I can get back in the winning track tomorrow.
There you go. So we'll try to get you over the hump tomorrow. Don't forget tonight, we have the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction. I'll be joined by Jason Foster in the first hour and by Jeff Gress in the second hour. A lot of guests coming up tonight. We'll talk to Mosinee head football coach Kyle Stoffel at 6:20, DC Evers head football coach Braden Mitchell at 6:40, and by Marathon Junior Miley Hulkey at 7:06. Everybody, have a great day. Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy hump day.
And stick around. Coming up next, it is Matt and Air on Air. We'll be back tomorrow, 8 till 10 a.m. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.